X. It's the Morning X. Jason, David, Chris. Good morning, my friends. What up? Yeah, I know, man. Oh, look, there's my number one friend right there. My own personal Hajda. Something about that guy's dead. Assistant host of the program, Nicholas Hajda. What's up, my guy?
What a stirring tribute.
What's up? That was for you, okay?
That's what I meant.
Get to the,
tribute to me. What do you think I'm talking about?
Okay, sure. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah? How's your car?
It's Friday. Oh, my car is fine.
Your car is fine.
It got fixed $800 later.
Oh, nice.
Ouch.
Alterator?
Yeah.
The $800 worth of alterators?
Yeah, really hurt. Really hurt me. But,
Man.
It's fine. Now I don't have to Uber anymore because I've been having some very interesting Ubers recently.
Yeah.
And they're not that pleasant. So I was like, man, I don't like driving with other people. The other people are terrible.
Okay.
So
cross that off of the second act list. Don't become an Uber driver.
Yeah. $800 was definitely worth it to not have to Uber anytime soon.
Don't know if that math checks out.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. As long as you're happy.
Good. Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy.
I'm great, guys. Thanks for asking.
It's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
I ain't got nothing to do. Pickleball and golf in one day.
What?
Wow. I mean, how are you to survive?
Somebody is, somebody is training for the doughy old white guy Olympics, and that guy's me, all right?
You can squeeze in some shuffleboard this weekend.
I'm going to be the best. And being old and playing,
it's the one where you throw
impact sports.
Is it bocce ball where you throw the balls into the sand?
I don't know what that is. Somebody mentioned that to me the other day because I was trying to tell them how badass pickleball was, and they're like, "Have you ever played bocce ball?" I'm like, "Hey, I'm talking about sports right now. I don't want to hear
sports,
from
sports. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, could you throw in some curling?
Sports.
Does that count?
It's not sports." Sorry, Morning X headlines. We misinterpreted. Start on some bad news. The unfortunate passing of a legend yesterday. Get to that in just a moment. I don't feel good teasing that, and now I'm even worse because you don't even know which one I mean.
I
mean that guy, or do I mean that other guy? Or that other guy?
It's not that other guy.
No. I obviously mean that guy.
Yeah.
We have beef with what you did, Hajda, as well.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
So get to that in just a second. But it's day two of our coverage of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, the horror adaptation of the Winnie the Pooh story.
Wow, day two.
I didn't know that this was going to turn into an ongoing saga, but we told you yesterday because Winnie the Pooh is entered public domain. Now anybody can write their own stories about him, including first out of the gate, Blood and Honey, a Winnie the Pooh horror story. Yes.
Trust me, I've been on the internet. People have been doing this about Winnie the Pooh and Piglet for a long time.
Okay, there's already some adaptations out there. You just take advantage of his number one costume note is that he has no pants on.
It wasn't just that honey hole Pooh got stuck in.
Oh, no. We just yesterday had some chilling photos, didn't really know what else had gone on. I think we speculated a little bit about what and why he went mad, Winnie the Pooh.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out, I guess this is Toy Story gone wrong. Pooh and Piglet go on a bloody murderous rampage because Christopher Robin has abandoned them to go to college. Is that what happened in Toy Story? I don't remember it in Toy Story.
That's like the end of Toy Story.
I might have only seen Toy Story 3.
I mean, Andy just grows up and then he gives himself a little girl.
Yeah, okay. I didn't watch the other one
after
that.
I'd rather play with a fork.
The writer-director, who is still someone you've never heard of, says, quote, because they've had to fend for themselves so much, they've essentially become feral, gone back to their animal roots. They're no longer tame. They're like a vicious bear and pig who want to go around and try and find prey, end quote. So
those murderous pigs.
Yeah.
Murderous pigs and bears.
It doesn't really add up to me, but yeah, Winnie the Pooh is a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Eeyore is the donkey.
I said this yesterday. I was like, he's a bear? That's what he is? He doesn't seem like a bear to me.
What does he seem like to you?
I don't know. Just something more roly-poly-ish, okay? Like, if you told me
a big bear.
If you told me he was a sloth, I'd be like, okay. Yeah.
Winnie the sloth?
Yeah.
Winnie the sloth.
Let's go. I don't know. He just doesn't seem
very slow.
He seems like a bear.
He's agile.
All right?
Oh, bother.
Bears are they're toward the top of the wild animal kingdom, right? And Pooh just seems so
inept. Yeah.
Yeah. But like, let's say they both go feral. You going bear or Tigger?
I guess I would go.
Well, actually, that is a hard one.
That's what I'm saying.
I would go Tigger. Tigger the Tiger. That would be better.
I mean, he's a Tigger. He's not a Tiger.
Is there a difference?
Yeah. Tigers don't bounce.
Bouncing Tiger would be scarier.
I don't know. I don't want to talk about it because I'm worried about us just saying Tigger on the radio.
I was going to say, am I the only one who's like, say that.
Makes my stuff go up inside.
Yeah. not for me, man. Still no release date, but you'll know. Just rest assured, our coverage of Winnie the Pooh, the horror story adaptation.
This is certainly streaming only, right?
Continue until we know. I mean, I don't know. I think getting to streaming would be a pretty great accomplishment. Streaming only. I feel like this is go to this website and order the DVD only. But I don't know. We will see. It's become a thing. Today is National Road Trip Day, guys.
Yay! What? I'm going on a road trip.
All right.
No, you're not.
You're going home to Houston.
Is that a road trip? No. What's a road trip? If you're driving by yourself back to your hometown, it's in the same state.
I'm just going to my house after the show. Is that a road trip?
This is like...
I mean...
Texas is big.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Where does the road trip begin?
I always hit terrible traffic.
To Gerald this weekend. Does that count as a road trip?
How far away is it?
This is a bad idea.
I mean, 25 minutes?
Oh, then no, absolutely not.
Is it an hour?
To get back home to Houston?
No, when does it become a road trip?
You have to leave your town.
I
want to say that you have to have multiple people in the car with you.
That's what I'm saying. That's not by yourself. It doesn't even seem like a road trip.
But you definitely are going to like a destination, like a vacation or a resort or a thing. No, you're going to your parents' house.
Yeah, my mom's going to cook for me every single day. And they're going to drive me around. That's a vacation. Yeah,
this is 24-year-old energy.
Brian, is this our vacation?
Are you taking some laundry home
for
me?
Are we trash? The Vacationer, a new report from The Vacationer, says 54% of Americans say gas prices will affect their Memorial Day plans. Is that going to bust up your Memorial Day road trip, Emily? Gas prices are going to be a little bit more pricey.
So my mom better be making me extra special meals when I get home.
50, man, Emily, I yearn for the days. Enjoy this time right now. Enjoy this simple time in your life where everything is just about free meals. Like, when's my next free meal?
Yeah.
Okay. There's more complicated decisions. All right.
I hope not.
Yeah. Like, who's going to be our fourth for pickleball today? These are the decisions that you'll face when you're 40, okay?
Uh-huh.
Tough ones, all right?
Sounds hard.
Tough ones. 56% of people say despite the gas prices, that's not going to ruin their Memorial Day weekend. They're going out of town. Is Memorial Day a go-out-of-town weekend?
I don't think so, but it's well, you know what?
Because of the holiday.
I am going to play golf in Hutto. And also help my friend Travis, who lives in Driftwood, move.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
How'd you get roped into that?
That's tough.
I'm trying to be. I have to make sure he's available for golf on Saturday, so I'm helping him move today.
I'm a good friend. But you seem like I'll just pay for movers for you.
Type of person. Yeah.
He's not that good of a friend. I guess.
He's good enough for manual labor, but not money.
It's like I'm not fully helping him move. I'm just like, yeah. I can give you an hour on Friday as long as you're going to be there at 10 a.m. Saturday. All right.
To answer your question, I could see you going to like the beach or the coast or something. So yeah, you can travel to a destination for Memorial Day. Sure.
Oh, you can for sure, but I didn't know that was like half of people are doing that.
I'm gonna say I would say 70-30.
70-30.
Yeah.
What?
Like 30 people or 30%.
I just told you it was half. You're trying to readjust my statistics?
I'm giving you my statistics.
You don't believe the vacationer?
that's my post.
I'm supposed to listen to the
Hajder? Just what I figured. So
will you come out with your own magazine called the Hajder? You just talk about Nick Hajder lifestyle things.
If you help me move, yes.
It's all of his fun facts.
Yeah. Just the best sweatpants to pull up to your to knee length.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll get right on that.
I think that's a good idea.
Is it going to be like Oprah where I'm on the cover of every issue?
Yeah, probably.
What if it's just like the H magazine?
Mm.
H. You know what? Now we're.
I feel like H Magazine already exists for heroin enthusiasts.
Okay.
Is that possible?
Okay.
That's not funny!
Andy Fletcher is dead.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. The keyboardist and founding member of Depeche Mode passed away yesterday. He was 60 years old. That's what old. No other details on his passing. Mm-hmm. You know, keyboardist, that's a tough one for me, all right?
Because you wanted to ride it like a drummer?
Well, right. Like, obviously, the passing of the guitarist, frontman, says so much sadder than if a drummer or a bass player dies. I don't know where to put keyboardist in the thing. Like, I'm of the generation where you don't have keyboards in your band.
Yeah.
This is a rock band. What do you mean a keyboardist? What's that for? That's a touring musician at best. That's a Ronnie Jaffe at best. I can't say that I have a single band who I care about who plays a guitar. Who's your top guitar band?
From Revenge of the Nerds.
I can't even name one.
I think that was an electric violin.
Emily, you know a keytar band?
I don't know a keytar band at all.
Tweet at us at 101X. Who's your top keytar band?
Just when you said he was a keyboard, I thought this music was going to cut out. I was like, oh, it's keyboardist? We don't care. Okay. Let's go back to Winnie the Pooh and Memorial Day.
Man.
That is disrespectful.
That is disrespectful. And a founding member of Depeche Mode. Mm-hmm. Okay. An all-timer, buddy. You better watch it. All right. And the drummer from Yes, Alan White, also passed away. Yes, the drummer from Yes is gone. He was 72.
No.
That's what old people. Mm. But finally this, Ray Liotta, acting legend. Ray Liotta passed away yesterday. He was 67 years old. Emily, you know who, I don't have to show you a picture?
No.
You know who Ray Liotta is?
Yes.
Who is Ray Liotta to you?
Wasn't he on Goodfellas?
Wasn't he on Goodfellas?
He was one of the Goodfellas.
Yeah. From season 3 to 4, yeah. He was on Goodfellas. He's the star of Goodfellas, arguably the greatest mob gangster movie of all time. I'll take
and
Casino.
And the baseball one.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say League of Their Own.
Now I'm so mad. No.
Field
He's
of
the
Dreams.
One that yells about crying in baseball.
League of Their Own. Yeah. Recast Tom Hanks with Ray Liotta. I'm kind of into it. I just want to see what that movie is.
I want to see Goodfellas with Tom Hanks.
That one's a little troublesome as well. So, yeah. Again, I'm a Casino guy. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to put that as the number one seed mob movies. But Goodfellas, I think, is the gold standard. It's obviously tremendous, but Ray Liotta is kind of the weak link in my opinion.
Wow.
Like, he's not
controversial.
He's not bad in it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Joe Pesci is a goddamn legend, what he does in the movie. All right? Robert De Niro is Robert De Niro. Ray Liotta is Ray Liotta.
Honestly, it's not one of my top movies that I've ever seen, Goodfellas.
Uh-huh.
I think so.
Nobody thinks that they've seen Goodfellas, okay?
Look, I saw The Pigeons and Animaniacs that was based off of The Goodfellas. And
saw
I feel like
the
that's,
what?
On Animaniacs, the cartoon show, right before they'd get to Pinky and the Brain, they'd have the pigeons come out there, and they were based on the Goodfellas guys. And the one was angry. He's like, do I look funny to you? And they did all the thing, and yeah. Okay. Seen it?
Okay. Good.
You are nothing but a whore!
A what?
Nice clip.
The best place to clip it.
Speaking of nice clips, Ray Liotta has passed away, and Nick, because he's an excellent producer, has given me 3 options for audio clips as tributes to Ray Liotta. 2 of them are from Grand Theft Auto. I'm not even going to listen to those, okay? I don't even know. It's a video game.
And it's a very popular video game.
And what does Ray Liotta have to do with it?
That's his third thing. That should be his third entry on IMDb. Goodfellas, The League of Their Own, and Grand Theft Auto Vice City, okay?
But he's gotten me a clip from Goodfellas. I was like, oh, okay, good, Nick. I'm sure you didn't screw up. Here is Ray Liotta in Goodfellas.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I'm here to f***ing amuse you. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
I'm not just, you know how you tell a story. What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. How the f*** am I funny? What the f***? is so funny about me? Tell me. Tell me what's funny.
Get the f*** out of here, Tommy.
I almost had him.
That's Joe Pesci.
Look, I Googled best Ray Liotta Goodfellas clip, and they're like, the how
you
funny
you haven't
scene.
Seen Goodfellas. Do you not just admit you haven't seen Goodfellas?
I've seen all the parts.
You haven't seen it.
Yeah.
What happens? Tell me the plot of Goodfellas.
He has an emotional crisis, so he goes to see a therapist. He's got mommy issues. His uncle, who somehow is named Junior, is all mad at him, and he shoots him.
You're doing Sopranos.
Oh, it.
It does have Dr. Okay. Melfi in
okay.
both.
Okay.
But no, he's the goddamn narrator. You can find Ray Liotta clips anywhere in the movie. Turn it on at any time and you're going to find Ray Liotta saying Goodfellas things. I agree, that's probably the best scene in Goodfellas. But it's Joe Pesci, alive and well. Ray Liotta, dead at 67. This is his tribute.
Should I have gotten the scene where he hires Matt Damon to be a mole in the Boston Police Department?
Oh my God.
And then he's also got to find out which one of his guys is the mole.
Passed away, it says here, in his sleep in the Dominican Republic where he was shooting a film, Dangerous Waters. He did Chantix commercials, right?
Yes.
Am I just, have I assigned that he's died of emphysema or lung cancer or that's why? Because he does seem like a dude who smoked a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah, he definitely had that voice to it.
That's
he did seem like a hard partying guy. I don't know. Again, I don't know if it's because I'm remember him from doing all that
Goodfellas. Yes.
If I don't remember, like if I'm just associating that with his movie role where he did all that cocaine in Miami, and he introduces people to his little friend, and he shot everybody up with the gun.
Oh, okay, all right.
So I'm gonna say cocaine.
The end of his life, a lot of great roles as well. He's in the Many Saints of Newark. The Sopranos prequel. He was the lawyer in Marriage Story.
Oh.
Remember that?
I do remember that.
Yeah. Didn't see it.
Hmm.
Oh.
Is that what he's trying to rob a Vegas casino?
I want to put together a crew. The family, the Liotas to know that I am right here granting you permission. If you just want to play this at the funeral, just take this tape and play this as his eulogy. You are free. Because that's what an incredible tribute that we did for you. Ray Liotta. I'm funny, Hal. I'm like a clown to you.
Tommy Vercetti. I know him.
Morning X Sports.
Well, that was over quickly. The Dallas Mavericks have been eliminated from the NBA playoffs. 120-110 defeated by the Golden State Warriors. Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals last night. I'm going to do that thing. The 121-10, the game was not that close, okay? It's like a 25-point game early on. And can't have a competitive game in the fourth quarter. We can't have it! The gentleman sweep. The Warriors beat the Mavericks 4-1. It seems like just a week ago, we were like, oh my God, the Mavericks, upset of the century, beat the Suns. Can they go to the NBA Finals? Yeah, they can. Nope, they can't.
Who was saying that? Because they should have known better.
What are you talking about? Who's going to guard Luka? They said. Which of the Warriors is going to? Nobody. You can't guard him.
All five of them.
Yeah.
Leave everybody else uncovered. Yeah. You're good.
No, good. Mavericks, good on you. You're ahead of schedule. Mm-hmm. And you continue to outfit that roster around young Luka Doncic. You're going to be good. But you know who's good right now? The goddamn Golden State Warriors.
Really?
6 out of 8 finals. The last 8 years, they've gone to the finals 6 times. That's like literally Michael F. Jordan territory.
Yeah, and 2 of those years he didn't play.
Two of the Michael Jordan years?
Yeah. Because it was 3.
I'm talking about the Warriors right now. You just want to talk about the Jordan times?
I just thought that was a fun how that synced up.
How was it fun that it synced up?
What, they both 6 out of 8?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jordan, Emily, let's talk sports. This guy's.
Oh, great. Okay, let's do it.
Good for me.
Yeah.
Listen, Klay Thompson, 8 3-pointers last night. A classic Klay game where he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna dribble the ball 3 times tonight, but I'm gonna have 32 points and 8 3-pointers." If that's the Klay Thompson they take into the finals, you guys better watch out. Better watch.
That's exciting.
Out. The Golden State Warriors are your Oscar Robertson Western Conference champions, and Steph Curry is your Magic Johnson Western Conference Finals MVP.
Shut up, NBA.
What is the point of this?
Up.
Like, yes, they've now named the trophy The team trophies named after Oscar Robertson, the MVPs, Magic Johnson, the Eastern Conference Finals champion, is the MVP trophy is named after Larry Bird. What do we need this for?
Okay, what do we? Maybe if the
is
trophy
is because the kids have forgotten about Magic and Larry, and we need to know. It's because of winning time, and people are like, Larry Bird, he's like a white supremacist, right? And we're like, no, actually, he's a good guy. That version of him. Hang on, did you just Larry Bird being a good guy?
Isn't he a noted jerk?
He's a noted, highly competitive.
Now, you're
going
to sit there and say, because he's one of the greatest players of all time, yes. So he's deserving to be
just
a jerk.
Like, just like Michael Jordan, he will rip your heart. He then reach into your chest and rip your heart out, mm-hmm. All right? Mm. Kalima. He'll do that to you.
Okay, pretty sure that's a foul.
All right.
That might be a technical, a flagrant two.
Is he a jerk? Why is he a jerk?
Because he just seems like egotistical, arrogant.
But you only know him from HBO's Winning Time, right?
I know him from all the stories of everybody talking about how he talks trash to people.
He has to leave a Klan meeting to go home and watch Magic in the finals. Yes, he's a trash talker. What's wrong with that?
I don't like it.
This is you and your weak spirit, okay? You kids these days, you can't handle it, all right? You can't. You've ruined everything.
The kids these days can't handle the trash talk from the 1980s. Got it.
You're right. Yeah. Ruined everything. Okay. The Warriors are going back to the finals. The Celtics are going to. Celtics lead 3-2. Game 6 is in Boston tonight. They're going to beat Miami and go to the finals as well. Nick, I told you, if you do it good, this can be your last daily NBA on NBC recap.
Guess we're doing
can
on
you
Monday.
Do it? I won't be here Monday.
On NBC, the Splash Brothers are back on your TV. This is what happens when your second best player is named Spencer Dinwiddie. Maybe Luca should put down the sandwich and play defense. It's just an idea. Fun fact, the Golden State Warriors have a pool. Jason, do you?
Wow. Good job. Great.
That was never been more motivated.
At the end. I love it.
That's your Dinwiddie jam. They have a pool, a Jordan pool?
Yes. I just know it's J pool. J pool.
Oh, okay. It's Jordan pool. All right.
Can't know if
I don't want to send you down a Michael Jordan tangent here just by bringing up Michael Jordan. But yeah, Jordan pool is the name
of it. Since you brought up Michael
Jordan.
Sixth
man of the year?
No.
Tell me Michael Jordan thing. Go ahead. Run, his six finals in 8 years.
He did three. They took some time off because of a gambling suspension.
I can tell you, who did he beat in those? I can tell you who he beat in each one. I can tell you who he beat and the number of games.
Oh, good job.
Maybe. The Pistons every time.
The Pistons every time. They're both in the Eastern Conference.
So he has to
can't
beat
them. Play
them
in the finals.
The point I was going to bring
1991,
up.
1991. Jordan v. Magic. Bulls, Lakers. Bulls win 4-1. 1992. Are you going to fact check me?
Yeah,
I'm asking you to. I wanted you to play
spit
along.
These facts.
I don't know.
1992, Bulls v. Blazers. Michael Jordan
Jazz
is going
Cavaliers.
To end Clyde Drexler's life. The Bulls goof off a little and let it go 6 games. Bulls win 4-2. 1993, possibly the only time when the Bulls played a team that was better than them.
Listeners, this is why you're going to hear three songs jammed to the last 10 minutes of this hour.
1993
right here.
Phoenix Suns featuring Charles Barkley, who should have been the MVP that year. Was he the MVP? No, Michael Jordan was the MVP. Bulls win 4-2. Bulls win in 6, I think. Probably. Are you looking this up now?
No.
Everybody tuned out already.
No.
Yeah, everybody.
I was going to go Michael Jordan to Magic Johnson.
Michael Jordan is suspended from basketball for gambling on his own games, and he says, I'm going to go play baseball for 2 years while he's gone. Hakeem Olajuwon wins 2 championships. Never underestimate the heart of a champion, Dick Rudy T.
Oh my God.
Then Michael Jordan comes out of retirement, wears 45 for a little while, realizes, oh, I suck in 45, switches back to 23, goes to the NBA Finals where they play. Hold on.
Holding.
Hold on.
Okay, not going anywhere.
The Seattle Supersonics.
Oh, he did it.
They beat Sean Kemp and Gary Payton in the finals. In 6 games, 4-2. Mm-hmm. Then 2 straight Utah Jazz series, and they win both. Did they win all of them in 6 except for versus the Lakers that they won?
No way to tell.
Okay. All right. Good.
That was so fun.
And anyway, a trophy named after Magic Johnson should be for whoever has the most boring, lame-ass Twitter commentary.
I'm so worried you're going to make an AIDS reference.
Well, no, that's your lane. Also, it's HIV.
I promised that we would talk about football schedules because it's May, and that's what you do is talk about a football game. It's scheduled in September. Yesterday, they released the kickoff times and television partnerships for the first three Longhorn games. Let's start with the first game, the home opener, the University of Louisiana Monroe, the Mackerels, 7 o'clock Central Time. Game will be played on the Longhorn Network. I'm going to skip over the next week's game. September 17th, the first road contest, the University of Texas San Antonio Coyotes, 7 o'clock Central Time. The game will be played on Longhorn Network. That's, you know, you remember in the earliest days of the Longhorn Network, you remember, Emily, right?
Yeah.
When the Longhorn Network came out and they're like, you're going to play Longhorn football games on this. It was like, oh my God, crazy. It's going to be an unbelievable recruiting advantage. I have to get the Longhorn Network or else I'm going to miss these games.
Exactly.
Now when a game has been designated for the Longhorn Network, you know that is an absolute garbage game that no one cares about. They're like, what's that? Louisiana Longhorn Network. Longhorn Network. But
take that, UTSA.
The most notable game, of course, September 10th, Alabama. The Alabama Elephantitises are coming to Austin, Texas.
Elephant men, okay. The Alabama Elephant men.
To play Longhorns. And as previously speculated, it was confirmed yesterday, the game will be on Fox and will kick off at 11 a.m. Central.
No,
not 11 a.m. I can't handle an 11 a.m. kick. What's up with that?
You can't schedule a pickleball match that day?
You know, I don't. People are losing their mind about this because it's the best game of the year, maybe the best game for years,
yeah.
And it should be a 7 p.m. kick. It should be in the evening, but they're sticking it at 11 a.m. I'm not sure what else. I'm sure there's something else on the college football schedule that week that they want to put in primetime. I don't know. I don't care. I think it's bad for the Longhorns because Alabama at 11 a.m. is going to kick our ass.
Why?
I just think that it's...
They're used to playing at night. They're not going to be ready
for
this.
They are made of sturdy stuff. Okay? Dick, better call Saul. They are a more sturdy team, and yeah. At 11 a.m. on September 10th, it's going to be 98 degrees, all right? And we are a weak-spirited bunch. We practice in the air conditioning, okay? And our fans are a weak-spirited bunch. There's just the 11 a.m. is bad for us. It's bad.
Sure. We should start a thing where like we just tell Alabama, no, it's at 7 p.m. We'll see you here.
We'll 7 see you
p.m.
there.
Under the lights.
Mm.
And then 11 a.m. we show up right. And like, oh, I guess they got scared. We win.
I know UTSA is the Roadrunners, but I made them the Coyotes because they're such losers. They all into the Roadrunner.
We're about to be the Coyotes, and we're finally going to catch you.
That's fine.
Back to the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Star Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by... All right. Yeah, right. Just go. It was the end of an era. The final Ellen program yesterday. I know. Still on your DVR. If you missed it, I'll tell you what Ellen said. It's a farewell in just a moment. But finally, but first this, Justin Timberlake has sold his music catalog for $100 million.
All of it?
Good luck bringing sexy back now, buddy. You try to bring sexy back now, somebody else owns it. It's like, hey, thanks for bringing my sexy back. Give it here, sir. I own it.
Give me
all
my
of
sexy
it,
back.
It is only his publishing rights, meaning only the songs that he had a hand in writing, so none of the NSYNC songs.
I think he should be able to do it.
He should be able to do it?
Like, they should be like, what are they, saving those for Chris Kirkpatrick? Or
no.
Like, those are...
A record label machine algorithm wrote those songs, okay?
But he is
no
famous enough.
No human being could come up with the brilliance of the stringing together the lyrics, bye, bye, bye.
They definitely...
Three byes?
No.
I mean, it would be one thing if you said bye-bye, but no, three byes?
Ain't no lie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My mind has been blown. No, yeah, somebody else owns the rights to that. But all of Justin's solo stuff, Cry Me a River.
Mirrors. And it's like in a mirror.
I'm loving it.
Why I'm loving it.
He wrote the McDonald's I'm Loving It jingle.
Did he?
Yes.
The things that you know.
I know this as well.
I don't. No, All right, if you say so. Yeah, I mean, I could look, anytime somebody offers you $100 million, I guess you say yes. But, like, you're a young man, Justin. Is this sort of like...
Is he ending it? Is he done?
I remember in, like,
his career?
2007, the boss was telling me, he was telling me about secondspin.com, where you could go to sell your CDs. And it's like, quick, you're going to want to get out from under these, because pretty soon they're going to be worth nothing. Is that what the publishing rights are currently? Like, quick, Justin, get rid of the, get $100 million while you can, because pretty soon you're just going to have 100,000 publishing rights on your phone at all times. Like, you're not going to need those anymore. I don't understand. Why would you do this? Why is it? Didn't the Beatles, like, classically F up by doing this?
Well, they
sold off their catalog to Michael Jackson, and eventually somehow Paul McCartney, five decades later, wrestled it back.
Was that the Beatles selling it to him? Or was that the it was owned by the... I don't know. Look, man, because you hit it on the head. Somebody, here's $100 million. Yeah, whatever. Okay.
The company that bought it, Hypnosis Song Management, has also purchased the catalogs of Shakira. I guess.
Shakira, hips don't lie. Shakira.
If she's not there, she's banging on the door of burned up Sea Donkey territory. Wow. Yeah, I get it. But also the Chainsmokers. Chainsmokers have already been like, oh, yeah, you can have all our songs. Go ahead.
They're not that good. Take them.
Oh, wow.
Emily, I enjoy them. Hot take. But they're not that good.
They're not that good.
No.
Okay.
You wouldn't chain listen them?
No.
Okay. You were looking for joke court entries. There you, there
nah,
you
it's go. It's too late.
It's too late, late to too get late. That in?
It's too late. It's holiday weekend. Courts are closed.
Okay. Good. Don McLean is driving his Chevy to a different levee, a levee that is not in the state of Texas, because that would be disrespectful, man. The NRA's Grand Old Night of Freedom concert, scheduled to kick off in Houston tomorrow night. That's why Emily's driving back to her hometown,
so
she can go to the...
bringing all my guns.
It's the biggest NRA, check out all of our sweet legal murder toys meetup of the year. And it was supposed to feature musical guests like American Pie singer Don McLean, Lee Greenwood, because I'm proud to be an American, where 500 mass shootings a year is about enough. Sorry.
Yikes.
That's not funny! Yeah,
no, it's hilarious and sad.
Yeah. Right,
that was not too late for joke court.
Larry Gatlin is out. T. Graham Brown is out. Larry, does anybody know these people? Danielle Peck is out. As of the printing of this paper, the only remaining performer is Jacob Bryant.
Who? Is it Luke Bryant?
Jacob Bryant.
Little brother or something?
I hope it is. I hope it's a less famous Bryant.
Yeah.
They have all canceled out of respect for those affected by Tuesday's school shooting.
You know, as the whole NRA conference should do. But, you know, just me.
Well, Greg Abbott said, I'm not going.
Did he say, is he not
going? Did he finally say he's not going?
He's staying in Uvalde for a press conference.
So it can't happen, right? You can't do it.
They're going to do it.
Are you going to do it?
He's sending a pre-recorded message, so.
You know, the thing timing. That... I saw and I thought was hilarious. I mean, it's not hilarious. Nothing about the NRA, what they stand for, their meetups or anything is hilarious. But I saw the very stern warning that was put out once they got Trump, because Trump was supposed to appear. I don't know what the deal is.
Trump is still in, I believe.
Once they got Trump, they had to put out very serious warnings. Hey, there's a president coming. You're not allowed to bring your guns. Like the NRA's meetup, look at all of our gun freedom extravaganza, is no guns allowed.
They understand not to have guns.
The president is going to be there. So,
yeah. Wow.
Yeah, freedom. Oh, we did it. Congratulations.
So funny.
Okay. And speaking of so funny. That's it. Ellen DeGeneres signed off for the last time yesterday. 19 seasons of her talk show, and she ended it by saying...
To all of you who have watched this show and supported me, thank you so much for this platform. And I hope that what I've been able to do in the last 19 years has made you happy, and that I was able to take a little bit of pain away from a bad day or anything you're going through. And I hope I've been able to inspire you to make other people happy and to do good in the world.
This is not a good analogy, but I have it in my head, so I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay, all right. Great.
Ellen is the American Office, okay?
Mm-hmm.
undeniably, unimpeachably badass for a decade. Hung on a little too long, okay?
Yeah.
When Michael Scott says, I'm out, I'm following Holly to Colorado, show's over, okay? Pam, Michael, they hug in the airport. And
yeah.
That's it. Fade to black, series over, all right? The years that follow in the Dwight Schrute, Will Ferrell, James Spader.
You have to say Robert Cunha. That was good.
Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually Andy Dwyer run version of The Office.
Spoiler
alert. It's just sad, okay? It's just you're pooping all over your own legacy. And that's what you did, Ellen, by hanging around a little too long. Yeah. Right?
Every suburban mom is crying right now.
Well, no, not I don't think so. Well, or at least not the amount of people who would have cried if she would have retired after like 12 years.
After 12 years,
people would be like, oh, damn, Ellen, I love she just comes out and dances. She's so much fun.
Yeah.
Is it the set time of the years that she hung around, or is it just don't let them find out that you're a terrible, horrible person behind the scenes?
I was about to say, yeah.
I think she addresses that.
And I've said it before, but I'll say it again. If I've done anything in the past 19 years, I hope I've inspired you to be yourself, your true, authentic self. And if someone is brave enough to tell you who they are, be brave enough to support them. Even if you don't understand.
She was brave enough to tell us that she is a mean bitch. She is a difficult bitch. And we should just learn to accept it. That's what she's talking about, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, oh, yes. Definitely.
It's not about being a gay icon on television or anything like that.
No. I think Ellen was the first gay person that my mom ever saw. So that was fun.
I'm sure she's seen a lot of them. She just didn't know it.
Yeah.
She pointed out that when she first started the show 19 years ago, she wasn't allowed to say gay on TV.
Look how far we've come, you Florida.
It was her sitcom it was the television event of the year.
It's huge, yeah.
Where she came out. Mm-hmm. Just on television. Her character came out as gay.
Yeah.
Because, back in the 90s, you couldn't have a gay protagonist in a TV show.
I remember my mom explaining gay people to me by talking about her and her wife. And I was like, wait, Ellen is married or wants to be married to a woman because it wasn't legal yet. And I was like, what? That's crazy.
Put you on the spot here. Can I just get a reenactment? All right. I'm picturing you're laying down in bed.
Oh, I was in my parents' room.
I'm going to be you for the purposes of this reenactment.
Okay.
How old are you? 6 years old? Let's make you 6 years old.
Okay. Okay. Probably younger, to be completely honest.
Your mom is tucking you into bed and you're like, Mommy, what is a gay mean?
And then and then I say, oh, Emily, let me show you my People magazine so I can show you Ellen DeGeneres and her lovely partner. Mm. I think my mom would used to call them her lovely special friend. So.
Okay.
Oh. And
Mommy,
then I show you
is that why she has a boy's haircut?
No, because I also have the same haircut.
Mommy, I think I like girls too. Do you love me less?
This is not how it went.
That's how you talk when you're a kid. I understand.
That I was asking.
Mommy, I'm going to scissor with a girl on the playground tomorrow.
Jesus. That's not funny.
Why?
You're just putting words in my mouth, okay?
You're six, remember?
I would have done it in the bathroom, not the playground, Jason.
Rest in peace, Ellen. Oh, wait. She's not dead, right? Thank you or good luck. Or, I don't know. Goodbye. Good. Bye.
Let's go back to the Morning X.
My guy, Nicholas Hajda, he gets a little angry sometimes. Gets a little yelly, shouty, poundy, fisty every once in a while. And that's why every Friday around this time, we give him an opportunity to hit the release valve on some of that pent-up anger, aggression, pressure. A segment called Dear Redacted.
Nick Hajda gets butt hurt, but he don't want to say any names. So he says, Dear Redacted, and it keeps him from going insane.
The idea is Nick redacts the name of the person he is upset with so as to not hurt anyone's feelings, get us sued.
Yeah.
Are people suing radio stations? What are you doing, man? Get out of here.
It's like if I was going to yell at Emily about bringing COVID to work, I would say, Dear Redacted, leave your COVID at home.
Okay.
Okay.
Just an example.
Sometimes
just
you know example. Who he's talking about. Did you see what happened there?
Yeah.
What do you have for us this weekend?
Dear Redacted, learn how the trash works and don't fill the trash can on trash day. So
don't fill the trash can on trash day.
I come home yesterday from just a grueling, hard day.
Oh, my God.
Slaving for you.
And they say ditch diggers have it bad.
I know, man. Yeah. Look, I
when he says slaving for you, he's not talking to you, listener. He's talking to me.
Yes, yes.
He slaves for me.
All right, good. Thank you. Anyway, I come home. Yesterday is trash day, and I go to pull the trash can back to the house from the street.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, wait, did the trash not come? Because this thing is full. Because one of my roommates is in the process of moving out, so she's starting to cull all of her stuff. So there's just a chandelier in the trash can.
A chandelier?
A chandelier.
That's fancy.
A wooden chandelier, too, which I'm just like, maybe that's not a chandelier if
who
it's wooden.
Who owns their own chandelier?
I don't.
Can I have it?
I don't know. Yeah.
Take it out of the trash. Bring it
yes,
here.
Yes, you can. I mean, you come pick it up.
Oh, no.
But you got till next Thursday because it's still on the side of the street. But the point is, and then like I go inside and her boyfriend's just like, yeah, we put it out on the street, but the trash guy just threw it into the yard. And so I put it in the trash. He's like, yeah, you know why? Because they don't pick up bulk trash cans.
The chandelier?
Yes, I guess. I don't know. There's also some sort of like weird, either a chair or one of those like foldable tent thing. I don't know. But they try to, you can't just put something out on the street and say, take it, trash man. They take the can unless it's a bulk pickup day.
I mean, I think
you're supposed to be eco-conscious and caring about the environment because you're young and 23. Learn how the trash works.
You put put some furniture out there and just hope that a
person will pick it up.
An opportunistic collector will say, hey, is that a sweet wooden chandelier?
That's a terrible idea, but I didn't account for the fact that other 23-year-olds would be like, oh, a wooden chandelier? How quaint. Let me hang it up in my house. So. Yeah. My bad, I guess.
Right. But I don't understand the problem. You have a roommate who lives in your home and has paid rent for May. They are entitled to use of the trash can.
But it's the day of. It's the principle. Just wait a day. But because the problem is not that she's not.
You're not allowed to put trash in the trash can on trash day.
It's now that the trash is full until next Thursday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can't put your trash in there now.
Exactly.
She beat you to the trash punch. You should have been ready with your trash. No.
But it's also just the stupidity of like, yeah, the trash man will just take whatever. I can just put whatever out there and they'll take it.
I mean, put it in the trash can.
Of course the guy threw it in the yard. If I was a trash guy, I'm like, what do you think? I'm going to work double overtime? No, that's back in your house. So yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm not surprised that you, if you were working in refuse,
what are the rules of trash?
Would not be focused on community service.
Or this bulk pickup day.
But rather,
and you think just because you're special and you have large breasts,
his own customers,
that the trash man is just going to sit there and take your trash?
What are breasts?
I don't know. It just bugs me again. Just bugs me again. Just the audacity of just like, oh,
here's the problem.
They'll just do whatever.
Okay, if you're trying to redact Katie, she filled the trash can up on trash day. But left it out at the street?
Yeah.
That's the problem. Okay?
She didn't bring it back in.
The trash can has been emptied and you were putting more trash into it, bring it back to the house. I mean, look, if you are leaves their trash can at the curb 7 days a week, guy, I ain't the HOA. I'm not telling on you. But if you are a person who has a trash can that comes in and out and you take the trash out and it's out, you got to bring it back to the house.
I think that they thought that they were going to come back and pick it up. I don't know what was going through their brains, but I'll tell you what, it was like 2 weeks ago. I'm usually takes the trash can out guy and puts it back at the house. Mm-hmm. I don't trust the other people to do it because they're incapable of it.
Yeah.
It's so hard to figure out that every Thursday you put the trash out. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I was running late and I was like, I don't have time to take the trash out. So let me just grab the trash can, put it in front of the front door, and one of these two idiots will figure out to take the trash out. She walked right by it!
Well, you walked
she
right by
walked
it.
Right, I'm trying to get to work!
What if she's trying to get to work? She did the same thing that you did.
Working at Pier 1 Imports. Oh, I can't go. What are we going to do? Who's going to stock the wicker baskets? Who's going to put out all the potpourri?
I mean,
if you're late to work.
Yeah, I don't know what the point is, it seems like you should be on time to that job just like you should to this one.
Okay, fine. Just the one time I needed her to do the trash, she just walks right by it.
Did you tell her to do it?
He told her.
There's a trash can in the way. That's the message. Let me make sure this trash can. Did she think that? Oh, that's just where the trash man put it. It's just empty. Here you go. Back to your door.
I bet she's listening to this right now and is so sad that she's moving out. She's going to miss you so much.
Yeah.
I miss you.
Same.
Miss the dynamic.
What else?
Dear Redacted. Okay, so taking you guys behind the scenes. I usually write all these Dear Redacted things on little note cards. Yeah. It looks like a little beautiful mind. Pepe Silvia is always sunny.
It's just evidence that this man is a psycho.
Yeah.
This person who sits and works here is a psycho.
Well, on this one, I just wrote all of and then stopped. So, Dear Redacted! All of what? Guess we better just Dear Redact everything to be safe. So everything is Dear Redacted.
Everything in the world?
Everything is Dear Redacted. This is a blanket Dear Redacted. Uh-huh. All of it, all of you, all of them.
What about all the things that you love, like the cut-off t-shirts?
I cannot be sure what this is, so all of it. Okay.
Okay.
All of it.
Have you seen the world? All of it deserves to be redacted.
Including our promo code 101X at Hometown Heroes CBD. Nick Hosta gets butt hurt, but he don't want to say any names. So he says, Dear Redacted, and it keeps him from going insane.
I think it's HTHCBD.com.
No, that's to get your free two gummies.
Oh.
Sent to you.
I am out. Like that care package they gave us.
I think they're out too.
What do you mean?
I think the company is out on us.
Oh, no way.
They're out on us.
Yeah.
I need some more of those things. I like to bite off an eighth right before bed. It makes for good sleepy time.
Scary.
That's my max dosage.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for America's newest favorite game show, Who's the Ass?
Who is he?
He's an ass, sir.
I'm the ass. Place, right? I'm the ass.
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Ass. Major ass.
Look at his haircut. Anybody with a hair like that, you know that.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by ass.
And now, here's your host, Jason Dick.
How many ass we got on this ship anyhow?
Yo! Who's the A-hole is the segment where I have been wronged. Obviously wronged. I explain to you the fashion in which I was wronged and then ask you to vote objectively. LOL. At 101X Morning X on Twitter, who's the a-hole? And then you guys go and vote and declare that I'm the a-hole. All right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's an uphill battle today, okay?
It's a hard one.
I don't like my chances here because it's Dick v. 8-year-old girl.
What, is there not a puppy you could take on?
Yeah.
No. An 8-year-old girl said a thing to me and it hurt my feelings, all right? Aww. And I don't think that was correct, all right? I like to usually keep the names out of this. They're just common citizens. They don't need to be. You know what? I'm redacting them so as to not hurt anybody's feelings. But this one, I think they would like to hear their names on the radio. Plus, I think people should know about this young girl's behavior.
Okay.
I'll say that my favorite of my girlfriend's friend, Chris, she is a listener of this program. Good morning, Chris. How are you? You are my favorite. It's not close. Not a lot of candidates. Oh, sorry. Chris has I'm not even positive she's 8, but for the purposes of this story, 8-year-old daughter, adorable, Kira. I think she's Bumbleito's best friend. Is that weird?
Oh, no, that's
He's 14,
sweet.
Has an 8-year-old girl who's his best friend.
Sweet.
It's fine. Chris, check out what I put in the promo yesterday about your daughter. Someone said something to me that was very, very hurtful. And that someone was an 8-year-old girl. Should I take her criticism to heart or tell that uppity to shut up? Who's the a-hole? Friday at 7:55.
Can't believe you just...
No, it's great. You call it the 8-year-old girl and C-word. Can't beat it. Can't beat it.
Yeah.
Chris, Jason loved doing that. He had so much fun calling your daughter.
Oh, yeah.
A bleep.
Wow.
I don't know. Is this what's so great about children is that they're honest, okay? Mm-hmm. That they just tell it like it is?
I understand they say the darndest things.
Yeah.
I could do this as an am I trash, but I know the answer. I know that I am, all right? And you don't need to tell me. You don't need to tell me to my face. I am aware of it. This was 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It's Bumbleito's 8th grade graduation groan. And because I'm an absentee replacement father, I couldn't go to his graduation.
You didn't
I couldn't go.
Why could you not go?
I had softball, all right?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
I had softball at 9:15, mm-hmm. and you got to get there early to warm up. So 6 p.m., 8th grade graduation. Got a little close, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. So Bumbleina invited Chris and Kira to go watch Bumbleito walk across the stage. I don't know what they did there. Whatever 8th grade graduation is. But so anyways, they meet up at our house for a second beforehand. And I will even say, before they were coming, I was like, Bumbleina, hang on, you invited them here? She's like, yeah. And I was like, our house is not really ready for public consumption.
Is it ever?
It's not. We haven't done our spring cleaning yet.
Or the fall cleaning.
So I was already a little on edge about it. And then when 8-year-old Kira looks at me and says, your house is pretty, but it's dirty.
Jason.
I said, okay, hold on. First of all, under best circumstances, pretty? That's not what I was going for. I mean, I do have a sweet-ass purple shag rug, mm-hmm. all right? And I got a really colorful Chinese painting thing that I paid too much money on the internets for, mm-hmm. and some badass guitar hanger case things that me and my mom made. My place is decorated like
I'm the
next Banksy, basically, guys.
Oh. Did you have all the? I know you have those big novelty letters out that spell FU.
I don't have those anymore.
Okay,
those
good.
All, yeah,
oh, those were
those
open storage.
Been eliminated. But I would tell you, yes, if I had four big letters that spelled the F word sitting out in my living room, that would be less inappropriate than the lack of decorum from this young lady, okay? You don't just walk into somebody's home and tell them it's dirty. It is dirty, okay?
She was right.
It is. Mm-hmm. I did just yesterday, I suppose, in combination with the way that she hurt me, had a bit of a come to Jesus meeting with the Bumbles, mm-hmm. in that I'm like, hey, man, we got to do something about it. With the total lack of boundaries and weirdness, the people who used to live with me moved out of my house and moved in with Nick, and you've heard him.
It's the meanest thing you've ever done to me.
For years, including in the last segment, complain about how dirty and messy they are. And I had to tell the Bumbles yesterday that since they left, things have gone downhill. Okay.
Oh my God.
It's gotten
that's
worse.
That's not good.
Yeah. Now, look,
here's the deal.
I'm not.
When you and I are the clean ones, something is wrong.
Right. I'm not Mr. Clean. Okay.
No, I've seen you
with
your trash here.
I'm the
75%
best.
Of the time, I'm wearing sleeveless shirts. I can't
be the
clean
best,
one.
I'm the best one in my house. And it did lead to a little bit of a evening, let's tidy up session around the house yesterday.
Okay. So she inspired you. Her words.
She inspired me to yell at the people who I live with, and that then inspired them to clean up a little bit.
Okay.
And yeah, I'll tell you what, Kara, you were right. Like, there was so much, and I want to blame Bumbleito, but you know whose fault it is? It's Bogey. All right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Bogey's gross.
Goes outside, just finds the grossest place he can, rolls around in it, and it's like, okay, now I'm going to bring all this grossness inside.
Sure, because your house never had grossness inside it before.
But not
Bogey.
Like this. I'm telling you, yesterday, I picked up the comfy sack. You uh-huh. guys know about my comfy sack. Mm-hmm. I moved my sack to the side, and the amount of dirt on the floor.
Ew.
Like, it looked like it was outside. If you took a picture of the floor in my living room,
yikes.
It looked outdoors. That's how much.
When is the last time you cleaned?
I mean, I don't.
You don't clean?
I don't make a mess, so I don't clean.
No.
I don't know. Here, I'll tell you this much. When I was 8 years old, all right, and this is probably indicative of how or why I'm now 40 and have the house in this situation. Uh-huh. When I was 8 years old, I didn't know what dirty was, okay? I wouldn't have been able to go to someone's house and tell them, your house is pretty, but it's dirty, because I'm just like, well, it's just, I was not, 8-year old me was not aware of that. So if Kira is so advanced that she knows the difference between clean and dirty, she should also know the difference between when she should keep her little C-word mouth shut and when she's free to speak about things. Yes, that's clearly an embarrassing, ugly thing that we got going on here. We don't need, we know. Mm-hmm. We know. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm really interested in this talk you had. Like, we earlier, we reenacted Emily's mom explaining to her about gay people using Ellen.
Uh-huh.
And you were Emily and she's her mom.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to role
real.
Play.
It's too
this
real.
Thing.
You don't want to. No, you don't want to do it. Okay?
Okay,
it's too real.
You just can't take constructive criticism, can you?
I mean, no, because I already know. Okay.
No, you don't
it
know. If you
I
knew,
do know.
You would have fixed it before they got
have.
There.
Do you know how many problems I'm currently living with, Emily?
Oh,
do you know how many
boo.
Problems that I know I exist
I
out
don't.
There?
Please tell me.
I've never had an AIDS test. Okay.
Is that
how dirty your house is?
I'm just saying, that's a thing that's always lingering out there that I'm like, I should probably check on that, but I'm like, I'm not going to check on it. I'm not going to do it. I know the concerns, I'm just not going to address them.
What about X? It's the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends. Did I make it weird with the random, I've never had an AIDS test steer into the ditch thing?
I still don't understand how that,
well, it's
why
just
that applied.
The, like, are you genuinely that concerned?
I mean, it's just things that, issues that are exist that you can't have a simple solution, yet I
so
don't.
So you sit there and you worry about whether or not you have AIDS and should get tested, and that's why you can't clean
your house?
No, they're not related. I'm just saying, I could clean. There's a simple solution to this problem. Clean the house.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
there's a simple solution to wondering if you have AIDS.
Take a test.
Get an AIDS test.
Okay.
But both of them, I'm like, I would rather just live in this.
I'll tell you what.
In this state of wondering.
Yeah.
If anybody uses your guest bathroom, they should get tested for everything.
Oh. What are you talking about? That is
gross.
Fine.
Are they
it's
really
gross.
That bad? What
I mean, last time I went there, I think that whatever.
Shut up.
The cure for COVID is growing in the mold on your toilet.
Bumbleina with a, of all the things that I said in the last segment that she wanted to object to, Kira is 9 years old.
Okay.
So
okay.
She should know even more. And when somebody's got a gross house, you don't say it right to their face.
No, at 9 years old, she definitely knows dirty at that point.
Kira, next time you go over to Uncle Jason's house, just I want you to take some trash from your home and just drop it into his front little
He won't notice.
Yeah.
Here's more of the Morning X.
Start Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by... All right, Jessica. When the camera cuts to black, Ozark is over. What happens to the birds? Jason Bateman gives you his best guess. We get to that in just a moment. But first, this. Say it ain't so. The Mexican pizza is already going away.
No.
No. Did you have you Mexican pizza yet, Emily?
I haven't yet.
Oh, man.
I need to.
Maybe
that'll be my lunch
chance,
today.
Man. Missed your chance. When it first came back... Last Thursday?
That sounds right.
Just 8 days ago?
Yeah.
I went at lunchtime and went through the ass of my car is hanging out into airport line and waited 23 minutes and got a Mexican pizza. And I was like, okay, it's fine. It's a crunchy taco. Right?
Yeah.
My mom would later tell me 2 days later, I was supposed to feature my mom in her own Tales of Gluttony about how she drove to two different Taco Bells to find her Mexican pizza.
Oh,
because
no.
According to her, it's the only good thing that they have.
Okay.
And so she was one of those who was outraged when they took it away to begin with. But it's the only good thing that they have. It's a crunchy taco, right?
It's like everything else that they have.
It's a tostada shell. There.
First of all,
horse meat.
Tell your mom
cheese,
that they're taking
lettuce,
it away.
Tomato.
Because if it just disappears, I'm worried that she might just keep driving until she finds one.
Keep so going to Taco Bell.
They're all out, Mama Dick. Yeah, they're all about to be out.
Mom, where are you? I'm in Mississippi.
But yeah.
71 straight Taco Bells don't have the Mexican pizza.
She's like,
I'm going to keep going.
She's going to go until she hits Mexico.
I mean, it's Mexican pizza stands out there. For real. Just get a crunchy taco. It's the same thing. Am I wrong? Am
I? It's not presented
correctly. It's not called a pizza. It's not,
good. It's not a pizza.
I'm going to say 50% of this is just, it's Instagrammable or TikTok. Nobody cares about the presentation. First of all, the presentation sucks because all the tomatoes are shoved over to one side because you got some jackass little 14-year-old Bumbleito.
I think you might be.
Making it for you.
Talking specifically about your experience. Mm-hmm. But perhaps coming off the menu as early as next week, Redditors got a hold of an internal Taco Bell email.
Oh, a source.
which read, quote, "Because of the incredible love for the Mexican pizza, we've begun selling out across the country. We will communicate this to our fans later this week. The Mexican pizza will return later this year. You'll hear more from us as that date approaches," end quote. That's again from Taco Bell corporate to all of the Taco Bells. I guess the there have been employees now who are explaining that it's supply shortage issues. They don't have any of the flat, crispy taco shells.
But that's so weird because
they don't have any. I mean, it's got to be that because all the other ingredients they got, right?
Yeah.
Beef, and like you got, beans, like I said,
cheese.
It's just a crunchy taco.
Yeah,
on a different, on an unfolded shell.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what they don't have.
Here's the other thing: is it seems really easy to make at home.
Oh, I mean, I know that's it is.
You know, that can be difficult for people. Just like I got to make this at home by myself. But like, yeah, get some flat tortillas. Put some beef on there, some beans, some cheese.
You're never going to recreate it.
You're never going to recreate the beauty of Taco Bell pizza.
Are there beans on the Mexican pizza?
I thought there were on mine. That seemed to be the only thing that was different is that from
this is the problem, and I don't mean this as a dig, Taco Bell. Take it however you want. The difference between Taco Bell beans and Taco Bell meat is negligible. I mean, it's basically the same.
Their lawyers will tell you that it's legally different.
A brown paste,
yes,
with artificial flavoring. If you eat it every day for a week, you're officially hooked. You'll never live the same life again. But yeah, I don't know that. I didn't notice beans online. So yeah, when is it going away? When is it coming back? I don't know, man. Get your Mexican pizzas while you can. Speaking of food things. It's Memorial Day weekend. Are you going to a barbecue? You are not. You are not.
Why not?
You're going to a cookout, okay?
Oh,
if you're going to a thing where people are throwing dogs on the grill, you are not going to a barbecue. You're going to a cookout. Barbecue is slow, low smoked meats. Why is this so
hard? Keep yelling at those clouds,
old man. Why is this so hard?
Keep yelling at it.
Why?
You're the only one who cares.
A new survey asked people, what is the best thing that you grill? What are you the best at grilling?
I mean,
Emily, you don't seem like much of a man in the grill type lady.
Chicken? Grilled chicken?
Okay.
It
would be weird if it was fried chicken.
That would be weird. Kebabs. I am a big kebab griller.
Don't bring a kebab in here.
Good kebab.
But you're good at grilling kebabs.
I'm really good at grilling kebabs.
Tell me about your process. What do you do with it?
So it's great to bring when you go camping because you just pre-kebab everything before you get there, right?
Yeah.
And I like personally on my kebabs, you get a little bit of I put mushrooms on my kebab, whole mushroom.
Mushrooms that
I get some chicken or some beef on there.
Okay.
And then I also like to get some peppers of certain sorts and tomatoes, and then you just drench it all in Italian dressing. And then you just on the grill, close the little top of the grill, and you wait. I'm really good at that.
Okay, well, kind of cheating because you were grilling like 8 different things there. The number one,
I'm good at everything.
You had the correct answer. Chicken is the best answer.
Yeah, grilled chicken
because
is the best.
Chicken, well, I'm not talking, you're talking about what is your favorite thing to eat. I mean, I just made some beef fajitas on the grill last night. Delish. Nailed it. But chicken, I would say, if you say, what are you the best at grilling? Chicken is the most idiot proof. All right.
Because it's low maintenance.
I don't want to say something crazy here, but it's not impossible. It's very difficult to overcook chicken. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, put it on there. Let it get super charred up. And then you're good.
Red meat, get it off before it turns entirely black.
It's a delicate dance, all right? Because you cook it too much. I mean, if a steak is very... steak's at number 4 on the list. You're not that good. People who think that you're good at grilling steak, you don't
know. I've never grilled a steak. I would like to learn.
I'm going to tell you this. You're pressing on it, and you're like, I'm waiting until it feels like the inside of my palm or whatever. You've overcooked it. That's the thing. You
That's
don't know
too
that
chewy.
One?
No.
Right here. You want your steak. This is medium rare. I'm pushing on space where my thumb meets my hand, that's medium rare.
Okay. And
you've never heard this grilling?
No. But now every time I look at my hand, I'm going to get a little hungry now.
If you're not using an instant read thermometer, then you're not cooking your steak right. All right? You messed it up. Okay?
All right, okay. Mr. Sous Vide.
Sorry. Yeah, that's why you sous vide is because you cook it to an exact temperature. Cooking red meat and fish is very important to cook to a very precise temperature. Chicken, cook it to whatever you want. All right? Just make sure it's good enough and not to kill anybody.
Man, if only you were this invested in keeping your house clean.
I know. All right. That's what, see, it's a division of labor, okay? I will get the perfectly cooked pieces of red meat.
I'll create a water steak any day.
I'll take it off at 133 degrees and let it rest its way up to 135.6. That's going to be a perfectly medium rare steak. And you guys clean up the floor. Why is this so hard to grasp? I don't understand.
I don't ever
when
do
you
the...
can cook a steak to 136 degrees, Bumbleito, then you can talk to me, all right? But until then, pick up the goddamn trash.
I don't ever do the actual grilling because I'm more of a get everything prepped and then let somebody else sit there and manhandle
I know.
That meat.
Nick still did the most egregious thing that I have ever seen at a grill, and it does not involve grilling or the actual cook. I don't know what holiday, I think it was just the first football game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds right.
People are at my house. I'm grilling a bunch of foods. I've got dogs and sausages that are coming off and some chicken that's going on. I got a big bowl vat of chicken that's been marinating in buffalo sauce.
Oh snap.
This is going to be so good. But right now, it's just a vat of raw chicken. Nick takes one of the sausages that I've just removed from the grill, dips it in the raw chicken vat buffalo sauce, and bites it. I was like, are you trying to kill yourself? Are you trying to... You have diarrhea
the piece of paper
right now.
I gave you. Because I'm effing stupid, okay? I didn't realize there's chicken parts. I just saw the buffalo stuff.
Just,
I was like, that's great.
No, there were chicken
also,
parts.
Still here. Survived it. No problems whatsoever.
No salmonella.
Oh, my God.
Weak vessel.
Number one was burgers. I'll also tell you, you're not as good at grilling burgers as anything. I'm not very good at grilling burgers. I never know.
You gotta mash the middle down.
When do I take it? When do I take it off? When do I put it on? It's a delicate dance there. Some people like their burger like they like it a steak. They want it 136 degrees. Some people want that thing charred up and brown to the core.
See, that's why you always got to have one that you sacrifice by cutting it in half and looking at the inside. Mm-hmm. You just know that's going to be like for one of the kids or something.
Fruit is number 9. Shut up, fruit people.
What are you
grilling fruit? And number 10 is meat substitutes. Veggie burgers, tofu, and I don't even know this word. Tempeh? Tempeh?
Tempeh?
Tempeh.
Spell it.
T-E-M-P-E-H. Just looks like they gave up in the middle of the word.
The traditional Indonesian food made from fermented soybeans.
Hmm.
Is corn on there? I feel like I do some bean corn. That's good.
I mean,
grilled corn? That's
yes.
pretty good.
Veggies is on the list. This is the number 7. And finally this. Jason Bateman has finally weighed in. If you kept the cameras rolling, where would Teen Wolf 2 be today?
At Wendy's funeral.
Who?
Wendy.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay, so for those of you, let me tell you about my process. Normally, I take what I think is the biggest story, tease at the beginning, put it right at the end. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, the Mexican pizza just kicks the F out of Jason Bateman talking about Ozark. But I put this at the end so that I could tell you guys, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the end of Ozark, we're going to talk about it right now. Jason Bateman, who is the auteur, he's not the creator, but you would say he's the number one... Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure there's some writers who are more important than him. But he directed a whole bunch of episodes. He's obviously the biggest star in the series. Was asked what happens to the birds who at the end of the... Spoiler alert! The end, looks like they're about to get busted by that private investigator dude because he's got teeth evidence. And then Jonah comes out of the woodwork. He's got a gun. Cut to black. Gunshot. Boom. Private investigator dead. Now, some a-holes like Nick are going to tell you that he shot his mom, that he shot Wendy Bird.
No.
We're not even going to go down that road.
That's what people on the internet are theorizing. I say that he shot the cookie jar.
Well, you would have heard the crumbles of the cookie jar. Yeah. The glass.
Gunshot. Cut to black.
Anyways, Jason Bateman says, what happens to the Bird family? Quote, they'd either be dead or in prison. It's good for them that the camera shut off now, end quote. So, to the people who say not cool, the birds just get to live happily ever after, he says they don't live happily ever after, that they wind up dead or in prison.
This is not like a real, he's not really telling you what would happen. This is just, somebody asked him, he's like, they'd be in jail or dead, sure.
Well, what do you mean he's not telling you what happened? Somebody said what happens, and he says they're dead or in prison.
I don't think that he has, this is not him revealing, hey, we thought it out, we planned it out. This is just him saying, dead or in
jail. This is him, the guy who's directed more episodes than anybody else, telling you his opinion of what happens to the birds next. I consider that somewhat credible.
Okay. I don't.
He continues, quote, there's something sticky about it because once we fade to black, we see that they got away with it, but at what cost, end quote. See, that's what I always said of the ending, that I like the ending. For those of you who say that they got away with it, I'm like, you turn your kid, your child, into a cop killer. Okay, into a murderer. Mm-hmm. Did you get away with it? Are you living happily ever after with your kid who you watched shoot a cop in the face?
They're fine with it. They're drying their tears of Jonah with their $1 billion bills.
Also asked if he would return to the show. He said, quote, in a second, end quote. Says that they had so much fun making it. So is there possibly an Ozark movie in the works? Is that what we're talking about here? What do you mean return to the show?
Spinoff?
There's no show to return to.
Yeah, it's done.
Who are we spinning off? Because, spoiler alert, Ruth is dead. Everyone's dead, okay?
Who's that little kid that used to work at the Blue Cat? Tuck.
The one who's got...
Yes, that one.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The one who's got no job right now. He needs a job. They stopped scheduling him at the Blue Cat. That's what I meant.
Back to the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and Friends.
In the comedic justice system, there are two kinds of people. Those who prosecute terrible jokes and those who attempt to defend them. These are their stories.
Fridays, we put ourselves on trial for alleged crimes against comedy. Somebody makes a joke attempt around here. We're like, oh, that wasn't very good. You'll often hear us exclaim, joke court. And that means Friday you'll have the opportunity to defend yourself. And then the people will vote at 101X Morning X on Twitter. Was that against the rules of joke? Hajda, rap sheet update.
According to my records, I have 278 convictions. Emily, 152. And under Jason, the counter just says I quit.
You quit because my number is so high?
You made the counting machine quit.
Oh. Yeah, because there's so many.
The counting machine.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, this week, somehow, Emily, you're just skating. You had a perfect week?
No.
Emily's joke was, hey, I have COVID, but I'm going to go to work anyway. Hilarious.
I'm telling you,
guys,
man.
Are fine.
Her bad jokes are just white noise to me. You guys need to email me, nick@carowx.com.
Somebody raise a flag on her because you can't hear him anymore.
I can't do it.
Raising a flag on my own self.
Yes,
just for
please.
You.
I know that you don't listen, Nick, because I've told you many a times the way that you could avoid landing yourself in joke court, and you just continue to do those things over and over and over and over and over and
see,
over.
See, that's
over
it.
Over
I'm learning.
And good job, Emily. I appreciate that. Take my direction.
I'm taking Jason's direction.
We'll get to
kind of.
Nick has made more of a philosophical error in the last one that we'll get to. Hopefully, we have time for today. But I'm gonna start here. It's a basketball joke. We're talking about the Eastern Conference Finals. Nick's Miami Heat getting beat up by the Boston Celtics. Somebody's injured. Somebody's not injured. There's a basketball player named Marcus Smart, but Nick makes a joke. This is from earlier this week. Who's hurt?
The Heat's hurt.
Oh,
the Heat's
hurt. Celtics are hurt. They're without reigning Defensive Player of the Year, Marcus Smart.
Like Marcus dumb. Doesn't know to avoid getting hurt.
Jeez.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba.
Defend your Marcus dumb joke.
Look, I know that seems like a dumb joke, but it's not just that he's like Marcus Smart, Marcus dumb. Yeah, it's easy. Anybody can just sit there and just like, if you just want to, oh, I got you, Celtics, Marcus, dumb.
Okay.
But then I added the little salt that I sprinkled down from my weirdly cocked hand. For getting hurt.
He was too stupid to not know how to stay healthy.
Yeah. I feel like that was a... And then You almost ruined my window for it.
I ruined the window.
Here's the problem. Is that, that joke, that's a breather, okay? You got to get to the Marcus dumb, and then the whole injury thing, and you try to come in there immediately and just be like, I'm Jason Dick, I'm the king of comedy, I judge you guilty.
I didn't do any of those.
And so you almost
I think all
it for
I did
me.
Was sort of laugh at your sort of funny, sort of acceptable joke.
That was a scoff, and you know it, sir.
All right, at 101X Morning X on Twitter, vote, is Nick guilty, Marcus dumb, of a crime against comedy? Okay, I'm up. We were talking about the music industry, what a disaster it is, about how the record labels, they force the artists out there. not just to put out the, you know, great original songs, but find a way for them to go viral on TikTok, go viral on social media. If you're not doing that, what are you even doing, artist? And then I presented this made-up scenario from when I was at the Eagles concert the previous weekend. This is from earlier this week. I told you guys I was at the Eagles concert on Friday night, and yeah, they just tear into Hotel California right at the beginning, and I watched this 70-year-old man lean over to his 72-year-old wife and be like, I saw this song on TikTok. It's so good.
Okay.
All right.
It didn't land.
You guys are guilty, all right?
Why?
That is a good joke. You guys just sat there.
It made no sense.
It's so good that we did not.
Do I have to explain to you how jokes work?
Yes,
because
that's
the 70-year-old man and the 72-year-old woman, they wouldn't be on TikTok. They would have never seen a Hotel California TikTok because they don't tick or talk. They're old people. They don't do that. Okay? That's why it's funny. That's why it's a joke. Yes,
it's because you made a point.
I've taken this situation to a lunacy level. All right, that's what's funny about it. And if you guys would have gone at the end, then it wouldn't have sounded like such a disaster. But you guys let me down. Okay, I courtesy laugh you all the time. That joke is fine, and you guys.
I feel like you made a. That's an observation, not a joke.
Why did you put it in here?
Because it can't just all be about me.
You were so proud about it.
Jason Dickinson.
I was not proud about it. I was disappointed in you guys. Okay?
But you do this all the time where you're like, oh, no, that was a joke and we don't get it. And you blame us. I'm like, maybe it's your jokes. Maybe your jokes are falling flat. Maybe
we can't tell the difference.
Okay. Questionable joke court ethics here because I'm going back to last week. We didn't get to this one the previous week. But it's funny because it is actually about joke ethics, protocols, practices around here. I am just teasing a news story that we are going to go to in a minute. And Nick not only forces in a terrible joke. Is this your bag? You just change people's last name and then that becomes a joke. But talks over me to get this joke in. You had to interrupt me so that you could force this joke in.
Okay.
This is from a week ago. She's finally addressed the who pooped the bed situation. Amber Heard. Get to that in just a moment. But
Amber
first.
Amber Heard.
Come on, man.
Look, again, you say interruption. I feel like Amber Heard,
yes,
Amber Turd.
I say interruption. I was talking, teasing the story, and then you just said, I'm going to say a joke, even though Jason's talking right
Keep
now.
Keep driving. Keep going.
Well, okay.
You were about to introduce the story. Introduce your story.
Why do I have to constantly flick your hand off of the steering wheel? Okay.
I'm not grabbing the steering wheel again. You're the one that's worried I'm grabbing the steering wheel. Like, I'm not trying to grab the steering wheel. Diagnose how her name rhymes with turd.
Please vote at 101X Morning X. I think you can. Nick is guilty of crimes against comedy just for saying Amber Heard, more like Amber Turd. Like, that's bad enough on its own. But let me take you behind the scenes, guys, okay? Mm-hmm. This is the system with which we present the news on this program. And you guys know this. And in fact, I would imagine close listeners of the program, they know as well. But you guys have been instructed, okay? You've been told the rules is that we're going to take a story, tease it at the beginning, then move into another story and come back to that one at the end. If you're insistent on doing an Amber Turd joke, just keep it holstered, okay? We're coming back to it. We will be back here. Why put it in right there? Because you know what you did? You messed up my Megan Fox sex hole.
What?
I'm telling you too much about my process, but this is how I do it, okay? I take the news story and I say, that's coming up, but first, and then there's just a stinger, just something that, bam, punches you right in the face. And if I say, Amber Heard has finally addressed the pooping in the bed situation, get to that in just a moment, but first, Megan Fox's sex hole. That's funny. That is good. The setup, the dynamic that is good.
Yeah,
but
ready.
When I'm about to blast a Megan Fox sex hole and then you just an Amber Turd into the situation, you've messed up my whole thing. You've messed up my whole rhythm, my whole flow, and you know my rhythm and flow plan.
I don't know your rhythm and flow plan, but first of all, Megan Fox sex hole, ha, 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 ha. That's not... I...
this is a man admitting guilt. This is a man who has guilt written all over his face.
I just don't know which guilt on his face, Emily. First of all,
that's a guilty man.
No, you said that's a guilty man. Okay, okay. You're out of order. Bang, bang, bang on the gavel. If you want to do a plan, tell me the plan. I don't know the plan.
What are you talking
about?
There's
no plan.
Have you not been in the meetings with the consultants time after time?
Tell me there's a sex hole thing coming up. I'm just sprinkling seasoning on
at
your teeth.
101X, Morning X, vote is Nick guilty.
Morning X, Force.
Fridays.
Welcome to the show.
While we're stalling, I figured it out.
I figured it out. I said call me back at 9:05. Now it's 9:06:35.
He's calling you.
What? Oh, there he is. Yeah. What'd you figure out?
The Amber Turd defense.
Oh my God.
Is that what I'm doing is you are the rapper on stage and I'm your hype man. I'm just there to go, whoa,
that's
what?
Not, that's
what?
Not correct. Yeah. That's not what you are.
Yeah. So when you say Amber Heard and then I say Amber Turd, that's just like somebody go out there behind Snoop Dogg and be going like, whoa, what? To the double G. Yeah,
but
and
nobody's,
it throws you off your game.
Nobody's asked.
You don't stop the concert. Nobody's like, asked excuse you, me, I'm trying to rap here. Don't give me a what?
No one's asked you to be hype man. And as a matter of fact, you're a bad example to your little sister. Your little sister just throws in random superfluous comments and noises all the time that I'm like, I didn't need that. Well, yes,
I know.
She learned it from watching you. Stop doing it.
Learn better.
Stop talking while the teacher's talking.
Yeah, learn better. Amber Turd. Hilarious.
Fridays, welcome to the show, a real sportscaster from Fox 7, the double DLP. Dennis, good morning. How are you? Sorry, you came in the middle of a joke ethics fight.
No, I got in late, but so you say Nick's kind of like the Will Ferrell Snoop-a-loop. Is he that guy?
Yeah.
Kind of on the stage.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. Yeah.
Will Ferrell, yeah. He's like Will Ferrell in that he belongs in the third seat, okay? He's the third most important thing, but he always thinks that he's the star of the show. Okay, he can't just ride shotgun. Can't just ride in the back.
I'm just trying to be supporting you.
All right. Stay gold, Nick.
Sorry, you got in the middle of a turd fight, Dennis.
especially when there's such important news to discuss, Dennis. How could we push the NBA playoffs to the back half of the segment? Well, because they announced an unfortunate time for a football game in September, and I will not stand for it.
Right.
announced yesterday, confirming speculation that Alabama, it's coming to Austin September the 10th, is playing. The kickoff is set for 11 a.m. This game is going to air on Fox. Dennis, you work for Fox. Explain yourself. Why did you ruin everyone's good time?
I just figured I love seeing people sweat, you know? So they asked me what time, and I said 11 a.m. Let's cook. Let's cook these fans. You know what's funny, though? I think, obviously, the answer, it's the big noon kickoff. This is, and noon being Eastern time, for us it's 11. Yeah, it is not ideal for Austin, Texas football fans who are actually at the game. It is ideal for Fox. They've been packaging this thing. Ratings have been great when they play these games at noon Eastern. So, yeah, just sticking to it. And I apologize to any fans. However, I do think it's ironic in times like this. There's other times when this fan base will just rip the culture of Texas. These guys are soft. These guys, they need toughness. And then, you know, you're asked to go watch a great football game in a little bit of heat and you freak out. So, yeah. There's something to that.
I feel that it's going to be a big awesome tailgate. Alabama's in town, and now it's not going to be as big and awesome because you got to show up so early in the morning. Probably good for me, honestly.
Right.
But I'll tell you, I'm a fan of the 11 a.m. kickoff because now I am that weak-spirited Texas fan you mentioned. I'm out, okay? I would have been tempted to spend the, I'm sure, $800 it's going to cost to get into this game. But now, it's at 11:45 in the morning. It's going to be 98 degrees.
So you're not going to the game?
I'm not
going to
go.
Okay.
It's not even a question now. I don't want to go.
Okay, good. Well. This is smart on Texas because they know the curse of Jason Dick.
What happened
when LSU came to town last year? You were there. I don't know if you were or not. Whether you were or not, just keep going saying yes and me. You are known for cursing football teams with your presence. So they scheduled this one. They're like, we have to play at 11 so Jason won't show up and we have a shot. Good on you, Big 12 in Texas. It was. Good on you.
Television network.
I don't care who it is. Whoever it was. Yeah, smart.
But no, and don't get me wrong. That would have been awesome in primetime. I'm not going to you know, paint the turd here. I mean, that would have been a beautiful primetime game. But as far as that, I was being kind of flip about the whole Heat thing. It's going to be hot at 11. It's going to be hot at 2. It's going to be hot at 4.
Yeah.
We're okay.
Dennis, am I reading too much into this? Because I said earlier, and Nick sort of questioned me, that I think that this is bad for the Longhorns. We have a weak, if any, home field advantage to begin with. And now we're supposed to be fired up and excited and provide an edge at 11 a.m. on September the 10th. We are not made of that kind of stuff.
I don't know. I'm seeing it the other way where, I mean...
Really?
I think that the too early... Not the fact that we have this incredible home field advantage, but I'm... In terms of who comes out a little more hungry, I mean, it's got to be Texas, right? You're trying to establish this program. You're 16-point dogs, I think, in like one of those way too early lines, you know, that you see. You want to show that if not that you can knock off the Bamas of the world, that you can actually hang right in and do something. Mm-hmm. And so, no, I think they'll come out fine. And to be fair, I mean. You get 100,000 people in the stadium. I'm not gonna nitpick about how great the fan base is or you know how good that advantage is. I mean that's 100,000 pulling for you. I think that's enough. You know?
Okay, let's move to the Dallas Mavericks' miracle run through the NBA playoffs came to a somewhat abrupt end. Gentleman's sweep. The Golden State Warriors beat them last night 121-110. They win the series 4-1. Mavericks fans, I would say you still have to be very impressed with what you did this season. Traded away what you thought was your second best player, and you only got better. The Luka Doncic is young. The future is bright, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I think, go Jason Kidd. I'm kind of impressed with what he pulled off. Every year is different. We'll see, but I think they gave the fan base a lot to be hopeful for moving forward. But going into that series, it was like, man, I mean, the Warriors are just so much, there's so many more pieces. They're so much better, and it kind of played out. I mean, there was the one letdown game, but yeah, you got to be hopeful if you're a Mavs guy. These days.
Dennis, there has been an NBA game every night for the 10, 11 days, something like that, the way the schedule has worked out here during the conference finals. I believe there's been one good one. I think there was one game that was actually still in doubt in the fourth quarter. Is this just chance? What's going on here? Why is this happening?
I can't explain it either, Jace. It's odd how it's just blowout here, blowout there. For me, it's, you know, the book on NBA playoffs is you hold serve at home and then maybe somebody wins on the road. But I mean, we're seeing that too. And so you're like, okay, this is just kind of scrambled eggs at this point. But here we are. We're going to have likely what I would think is the most attractive finals, Celtics Warriors for the majority. I mean, that's pretty cool.
It's an exciting series, and for gambling purposes, I need the Warriors to win.
I mean, I don't want to bury the Heat yet. I mean, not done.
Oh, yeah. You can bury them, Dennis.
No, if the Heat beat the Celtics, that's also good for me. Just as long as
if they can crawl a zombie hand up through the grave to try to, you know, that go for it, Heat. But
Dennis, what's on Fox this weekend, man?
We have got MLB, little Dodgers D-backs Saturday in prime time. Sunday, a little more of that USFL that you crave.
Go Gamblers!
Yeah, well, so, you know, we knew going in the Birmingham.
What? What's funny?
That's the PBR team. That's the bull riding team. You got to get your. Yeah, but it's okay. Go Gamblers too.
Yeah.
But are you talking Houston Gamblers?
I don't know. Yes. I know.
He knows that one of the USFL teams is a gambler.
That actually,
and he's a fan of them.
It's just part of my Gambling Anonymous rehab, yeah. Dennis. Once an hour, I have to say something positive about gambling. The system is broken.
So,
okay.
So I would go with the trend. Birmingham Stallions are 6-0, and they play every game at home because they play all the games at Birmingham.
Seems like an advantage.
Ride with the Birmingham Stallions today or Sunday on Fox. They're playing Pittsburgh, who was pretty bad. And I found out Birmingham has a running back. You remember Bo Scarborough from Alabama?
Yeah. One-time Cowboy?
I figured was just destined to, yeah, to be in the league for a long time. I guess he's banging around in the USFL now. So,
Dennis, if all of the teams play all the games in Birmingham, but there is a Houston franchise, do they go back home to Houston and practice there and then just travel every weekend to Birmingham, or are they all just in Birmingham all the time?
So that's what's in year one, this thing was basically like a pandemic bubble, you know? It wasn't because of the pandemic. It was because they want to actually survive as a league, you know, and cut costs. And you cut a ton of costs by, you know, not having all your startup franchises, so to speak, you know, all the costs that are associated, all the travel costs. So it's actually pretty smart. It's not great for fans because, I mean, there's not a ton of fans that go because you don't have home field stands established. But anyway,
I'm sorry, year two. Dennis, the correct answer was, I don't know or care. I don't. I kid. USFL, Sunday on Fox.
And then we have NASCAR. NASCAR's in primetime Sunday. It actually, the coverage starts at 4 because this is the big one. This is the Coke 600 that I can't remember. I mean, it seems to usually go on half a day. You know, it's a long one. So check that out.
Party. Dennis, always a pleasure, my man. And we will talk again next week, all right?
Yeah, and good luck to you, Nick, on getting some zingers in there.
Don't encourage him.
Thank you, Dennis.
Well,
thank
there's
you.
No stopping him. There's the no starting him. There's no...
It's for you, man. It's for you.
All right, guys. I don't have to tell you guys this. I should not tell you guys this. But it's become quite evident that from time to time, not exactly proud of the place that I work, all right? This badass radio station and company that I work for sometimes does some things that I'm like, what, really? Really?
But it's just the station, not the people you work with, right?
All of the above. But I don't need to detail those things. Why focus on those things, Jason? I do want to take this opportunity to say, hey, what we're doing this weekend, I think is totally bad A, all right? You know what?
What?
I mean, I do it every weekend.
Is it pretty cool and badass?
I might listen to the radio station this weekend.
Wow,
because,
really?
Yes, it is the, what do we call it? 101X 500. See, this is the thing. Nobody copies me on these things. You should tell me when we're doing something badass, and then I'll pump it up. Starting today at 3 p.m. for Memorial Day weekend, we are counting down the top 500 most played songs in the history of this radio station. 27 years on the air. Can you believe that? We've been kicking it longer than you, Emily.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't even consider Blink-182. That's what I was going to ask, was, well, what do you guys think? Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. Mm-hmm. What is the most played song in the history of this radio station? Dick, Nirvana in Bloom. That was my guess. That was my gut, my initial instinct when I first heard about this. I was like, it's got to be Nirvana, right? Nirvana is the best alternative band.
Well, and also just not only that, but like they've got three songs because they, you know, unfortunately didn't make it very far.
Nirvana has three songs.
Oh, that we play.
Oh.
Heart-shaped box and machine head.
Okay, and what's the other one?
I was trying to do a whole Bush machine head thing, but you're so quick to just jump down my throat and pounce on any little tiny mistake that you screw up that joke.
Oh, golly, it sucks when somebody's barreling their way towards a joke and then...
I was about to hit you with Courtney Love's sex hole. You ruined it. You ruined it. Sex holes coming right at you.
No, in my logic, Nirvana, greatest alternative band ever, it's got to be a Nirvana song. It should be. It Smells Like Teen Spirit, but now I'm telling you too much. It's sneaky long. It's a little too long, Smells Like Teen Spirit. Hmm. Less radio-friendly than a jam like In Bloom. But I'll tell you this, and you should know by the fact that I just revealed this, it's not Nirvana In Bloom. Okay, Nirvana is not number one. Do you guys, we had a whole, I know the answer. You guys, I think I told you.
I know you were bragging to me and Emily that the boss sent you the list.
Yeah,
you were
sitting there like,
no, I told him. Literally held it over Emily's head and said, I have it, you don't.
I was trying to explain literally what a terrible move it was by the boss. I'm like, don't tell me that. Now I can't help. I'm going to tell the people.
I know.
I'm going to tell them.
No, right?
Before the show is over, I will reveal to you what number one is going to be.
You're supposed to give Jason a fake list.
You're supposed to listen all the way.
It's a dummy list.
It's going to take till like Sunday night before we get to number one. But I'm going to tell you before the end of the show because I can't help myself. I can't help it.
Do you know what time it is that we're actually going to play the number one song?
No, I don't know.
Because you should come in here and just break into it and provide your commentary.
Yeah, instead.
It is like, look, it made sense to me when he told me what it was, but huge oversight on my part because I was guessing. Look, we've been on the air since 1995, so it seems like it's got to be a song that was out then, all right? And I was thinking, give me a grunge staple. If it's not Nirvana, it's Foo Fighters My Hero. It's not. Then it's Black Hole Sun. It's Man in the Box. It's none of those things. Okay. I've said
Take Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
Yes, Man in the Box is Alice in Chains.
Good
for you, buddy.
Thank you.
You guys want to make any?
A guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with because I'm most likely
so nervous
right.
Emily's about to say it right now.
I'm going to go with what I said during our football whatever Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yes. I already forgot the name. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Whatever.
Their fantasy draft where you picked Red Hot Chili Peppers is the number one core 101X artist.
Yes, because Red Hot Chili Peppers. We just played one. We just played a Red Hot Chili Peppers song, but I think it's
Give
It Away.
There's too many Red Hot Chili Peppers songs
to be the number one song.
It's not just going to be Under the Bridge or Roller Coaster. It's
Love Roller Coaster would never be
I agree. That's exactly my point.
Oh, my God.
See, I've heard, give it away, give it away, give it away now.
Give it away is
give
a good
away,
guess.
Give it away,
give it away,
give it away
now. That is not correct.
Oh, Jason not wants correct. To give it away now.
Matt in D.C., are you doing a thing here? I was going to say, tweet at us your guess at 101X Morning X. If somebody gets it right, maybe we give you a prize. Matt in D.C. says, I'm hoping Machine Gun Kelly doesn't make the list. Likely not. My guess is Damn It by Green Day. Are you nicking me right now, dog?
What?
Wait, really? Damn It is by Blink-182, not Green Day.
What the... Where do I...
Should have been an accountant. Confirmed.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
God.
Confirmed.
Damn it, what?
Did Green Day do a cover?
Are you sure?
Did Green Day do it?
You know, we like that Blink-182 song.
I'm going to start the list. Start the 500 early. Go. It wouldn't be that one. It would be, what's my age again? Would be the one. It seems like there's nothing but bad news all the time, right? And that's why every day at this time we say stop with the bad news. Hold on just a second. Give me some positive, feel-good, uplifting news. Good news. And then Nick comes and ruins it because Nick ruins everything.
No, not
it's a
everything.
Segment called Don't Nick My News.
And now for some good news.
Tell me something good.
This is stupid. Grumble, grumble, grumble.
Let's go to Nashville, Tennessee, where Tambria is raising her son, Michael, indeterminate age, who's still riding his bike around with training wheels.
Mm-hmm.
I can ride my bike with no training wheels is not a thing that he would sing because he rides his bike with training wheels. He came home one day and he said, Mom, one of my friends they're riding their bike with no training wheels. And Tambria says, okay, I will teach you how to ride your bike with no training wheels someday, but right now I have to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know why. She came out of the bathroom, she looked out the window, and what did she see? The neighborhood kids were teaching young Michael how to ride his bike with no training wheels. What? Tambria, I would have not included the bathroom portion, okay? This is all according to her now viral Facebook post. Just to point out that you looked away for a sec. Why do I got to think about you going number two in the middle of the afternoon? Okay,
why does
sorry.
It have to be number,
it doesn't have to be number two.
I don't know. I'm just
consumed. It could have been just a quick one.
She looked out the window, and what did she see? The little boys in the neighborhood were teaching her kid how to ride a bike with no training wheels. And you know what she said?
Enjoy death, ass.
are you doing?
I've been trying to put that in all day. I don't know. I'm running out of time. R.I.P. Ray Liotta. No, she said that it motivated, that it inspired her that these kids, in the day and age that we live with the bullying and all the stuff, that instead of busting on little Michael because he's still got training wheels on, they said, hey, let me help you. Let me teach you. Quote, he went and asked for help, and those babies helped with no problem. Didn't tease my baby or nothing. We can learn something from this generation. It's okay to ask for help, and it's definitely okay to help each other, encourage each other, love each other. What a beautiful message. And now Michael can ride his bike with no training wheels.
Enjoy death, ass.
That's so threatening.
You're supposed to do the uplifting part.
I feel like
you
really, I quit. I'm really so mad. You guys don't know the difference between Green Day, Bush, Nirvana. You don't know nothing about nothing. I should have been an accountant. Go.
Don't do it.
Nick the stuff.
Look, I watched this video. I tried to find a thing to post it on Twitter, but I couldn't. Maybe Emily will put it up there. It is a heartwarming video of all these little neighborhood kids helping this guy. Like, two of them was friends, or help keeping him upright while he's driving. Are pedaling the bicycle.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot that are just kind of just run alongside. I don't know. Like, it's more
that's
like
support.
Yeah. Just making them feel safe, saying,
like, cheers,
hey, man.
In the crowd.
There's two that are helping
trust
him
ride. If you fall, I catch you.
And then there's like three or four just like looky-loo guys that are like, I'm, you know, waiting for him to fall over and yell world star or something. But also, so again, heartwarming video. You should feel good. And all those things that this lady said are correct. But I'm going to tell you, little man, it's easy to learn how to ride a bicycle. Riding a bicycle,
oh, really?
Pretty
what? Easy. Not an impressive accomplishment?
I seem to recall it made me, like, I feels like I just took my training wheels off and I just zoomed and kept going. Now, I might have been like 8 or 9. I don't remember.
Like Forrest Gump, you were just riding and they broke off and you just continued
I feel like
on
that's
down
what
the
happened.
Road.
I remember it being very easy and simple to be like, oh, because it's all you have to do is keep pedaling. Just keep pedaling and go fast. And the physics,
it's
I don't know what the physics of it are. Maybe I just got good balance.
I doubt it. I think I do have good balance.
I think I've
once thought that you could do a double front flip off the diving board.
No, what I said is that I had done it in the past when I was a small child and had not gotten fat.
Never did a double front
I've done
flip.
It.
You didn't.
I've done it.
You didn't.
You don't know. You don't know. Were you watching me as a child
growing
up?
Do I have to do this you don't know conversation again?
I'm just saying, you don't know. You could hedge your bets and be like, I don't believe it. Sure, fine, but you didn't do it. Anyway,
all right.
Not important.
Okay.
I'm good at that. I have really strong ligaments.
Now we're talking about you.
I got good balance.
Are you
anyway,
done?
I just want to get the ligaments and the balance thing in there.
He just wants to show off that he's better than this child.
Like, I'm doing yoga. Okay. But anyway, point is, it's not that hard. And so you just keep pedaling and you would have been.
Not a big accomplishment.
I just want to point that out.
Okay. You know.
Poor kid.
Poor kid. No, it's nice to see the neighborhood kids.
Also, this mom put this video up on TikTok. I just got 2 million views. Now she's just sitting there doing trendy dances.
We got
dances.
Some around here, okay?
Really?
Take advantage of this viral
Zach
moment.
For New Braunfels tweets at the Morning X says, the doctor said I could finally return to work, even with all my COVID. So I put my pants on. I tucked my penis to the left.
Back. And to the left.
Made a nut butter sandwich and got back to it. I fell asleep playing some boring Zillow game, and now I'm confused. Can someone please tell me what day it is?
It's Friday, gotta get down.
Zach, you didn't like my Zillow MG game?
I don't think anybody did.
I don't. Yeah. Did I do it bad, or is it just a bad game? What do you guys think?
It's
too complex to keep it in your brain. Check it out on our podcast page if you missed it.
3-day weekend, Memorial Day. Be safe, guys. What's happening here Monday? I have no hand in it. I'm not doing it. What? I don't know.
We're playing songs 501 to.
I can't tell you. I can't tell you what's number one, guys. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I am a professional radio DJ, so I cannot tell you. But I once knew somebody who was not so professional.
And then we also have some Flogging Molly tickets.
That's all I can tell you.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.